Last year, nearly 800 CASA volunteers advocated for over 1,800 kids here in Pennsylvania. So what is a CASA program, and why are they so important when it comes to protecting our kids here in Pennsylvania? On today's conversation with Clint, we're talking with McKenna Christman, the Executive Director of Tioga County's CASA program, and Steve Gill, the Program Specialist for Pennsylvania's CASA, to help us understand what exactly is a CASA program, why it's so important, and how maybe you can get involved and help. Thank you guys for joining us today. I appreciate you letting me come to you. We like to do these typically in the studio at my house, but this is like a field trip for me. So
we appreciate it. And
yeah,
it's nice to have you come here. I was surprised. So it's in a different setting.
Yeah, that's right. Steve, thank you for making the trip up and being here with us today. I'd like to jump right in and really talk about what a CASA program is and why it's so important for people to learn about. I didn't know about this program prior to coming into office. So McKenna, tell us a little bit about what exactly is a CASA program.
So a CASA program, CASA stands for a court-appointed special advocate. This is a volunteer who works to have a voice for children in court. It's been around, I think Steve and I have been talking since about 1976.
Yep, 76.
So it's been around for a really long time. They've done a lot of great work. Our mission is to really provide a competent, reliable, compassionate volunteer who's going to advocate for those children. And the advocate, you know, we really just want them to provide that voice that children may not be able to have in court or speak up for themselves type of thing. So they do a lot of great work for the kids.
So Steve, I'm curious, what exactly does it mean to be a certified CASA program? And at what point are we at here? Maybe McKenna, you can jump in here too. Where is Tioga County at in that process?
Sure, and just to add a little onto what McKenna was saying, the program was started in the state of Washington, 1976, and part of the problem was they had a judge who was seeing cases where children were coming into foster care, and you had the CYS, the Children and Youth Services, on one side arguing, and you had the parents who had their child taken away on the other side arguing. Yeah. Nobody was asking the child what was going on, and I think anybody that's got a 14 or even a 7-year-old child, these kids know a lot about what's going on. And so he wanted to see if he could get people to come in that would provide a voice for that child to take in what was going on and provide the judge with some perspective as well.
So to kind of be that bridge in the process, right?
Exactly.
And these are tough situations.
Sure.
Right? I mean, these are usually when you get to this point, it's been a rough go, right? So tell us a little bit about like what state or point do we get at when a CASA a volunteer jumps in?
So a volunteer will be assigned once the court deems a child dependent. So that means once the child is actually going to be put into foster care, that is when a child is dependent. And so they're, you know, that's when they attend dependency court.
I see.
So that's the days that we would always be attending as well.
So do you have to pass an initial interview to be able to be a CASA volunteer? Like how does somebody become a CASA volunteer?
Well, we're hoping here soon that we'll be posting out some informational sessions where people can come to learn more of what it's like, what the commitment, everything like that. But it does take, it's a 8-session training that Steve will actually provide for us, and I would be there with him. And we'll do at this point one night a week. We're looking to do, so it's convenient for people to come. It'll probably be about 2 to 3 hours each night. So that's the training of it. You know, one night a week, 8 sessions. And then once they go through that, they do go through an interview process as well before the training. And that's just so we can kind of get a feel for what they're like. It gives us a good idea of their personality. So when a child does come up and there is a court order for an advocate, we can actually match an advocate who might fit best for that case.
I see.
Because you know, we want to make it so that way it's something they can maybe relate best to. Some people might have, you know, a better style of communication for a certain situation.
Right. Yep. So, Steve, tell us a little bit about the process. I think we kind of jumped into it a little bit and then moved on.
Right.
As far as Tioga County and specifically what we're working at here, what you guys are working at here, where are we at in that process and kind of what's the next step?
Yeah, with part of the process is that we have to adhere to national CASA standards.
Okay.
And they're very proactive. In fact, we were on a phone call yesterday with somebody from National CASA, just trying to make sure that we're up to speed. We've got forms in place. We're everything's set up so that they know they can guarantee that we're going to have a good solid program, and can then use that National CASA logo, which you'll see. And they're very they provide a lot of control and a lot of perspective, so that we can, you know, make that good, solid program.
Yeah.
And then part of it is once we get the go-ahead, which should be very shortly, without going into details, it's, as McKenna was saying, we send out notifications, we do orientations. As you alluded to, this is tough times in people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, the children are in foster care, the state's intervened. And so it's a tough job, but what we're looking for is volunteers from the community. You don't have to have special skills. That's why, and so it's part of an interview process for a while, orientation.
Right.
This is something you feel like you can do.
Right, you're not just gonna throw anybody in these situations.
Right.
You wanna have the confidence that you know they're going to be a true advocate and kind of work through the tough situations to really get to the meat of the issue and really serve those kids and that family and the community well.
Right. Yeah. And so the interview process it's as much us seeing if they're gonna work, but also them seeing if this is the job for them.
Yeah.
And it's a fairly professional job. You're advocating for your child, but you're writing a report for the judge.
Mm-hmm.
The judge in juvenile court is relying on you to provide good solid evidence. And so you want to go out and get in the mud and, you know, sort of figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm. So where was the closest CASA program prior to Tioga County kind of seeing the value of this and looking to establish something here? Where was that? Where's the closest to us right now? Do you know?
McKean and Lycoming have one. So they're probably our two closest, even, I think.
Yep.
So I actually did a site visit with McKean and they were great. They have a really great program over there. So I was able to get some good insights from them as well.
So next question here, who are the children who are selected to have a CASA volunteer advocate for them?
So that will, we kind of will work in conjunction with Children and Youth Services, and that will kind of, each case, like I said, where kids are then put into foster care, they'll kind of decide which cases may be priority and will need an advocate first. And then from there, they'll be assigned an advocate. And what we hope to do is actually match an advocate before it is court ordered. So we're not just kind of sitting on that waiting for
being proactive to help.
Yeah. Right. So, I think we're at this point obviously going to have more children in foster care than advocates to match with them. So that's why at this point, I think we would go by priority and then try to pick up the rest of those cases as we go.
Wow. So you do see a big need in this community? Is that?
I think I was at one of the last DEC meeting, and one of the managers, CYS managers, I believe, said there's about 72 kids in foster care right now in Tioga County.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have our hands full and need as many advocates as we possibly can.
So if somebody's watching or listening to this and they hear a little bit more, we'll go through some contact information at the end, mm-hmm. but what would they be looking at as far as particular skills if they're kind of doing a self-evaluation, is this for me?
Mm-hmm.
What would some of those skills look like that they can kind of focus on and see if it's even worth giving you a call and helping you even to the beginning process?
Somebody who's very, we need somebody who's very compassionate. We need somebody reliable, good communication skills, and there for the best interest of the child.
But I think they also have to understand that 99% of the time when a mm-hmm. child goes into foster care, the order from the court is going to be to figure out a way to get that child back home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So regardless of the abuse or neglect that happened, you kind of have to, you have to understand it, and parents have to correct if they were caught drinking and driving and their child was in the car. Right. You know, they might have to go to drug and alcohol treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a housing issue, they're going to have stable housing. But you're working on trying to, most all studies show children want to go back home.
Yeah.
So we're trying to correct what went wrong and make it a safe, permanent place for that child to go back. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that doesn't always work. Sometimes
right.
you have to look at other options. Maybe mm-hmm. child going to stay permanently with a family member, or termination of parental rights and adoption. So it's all over the place. But I think it's important that you don't come in with any kind of preset
right.
illusions as to what's going on. This is the way things should go. You have
yep.
to really step back.
These are complex situations.
Absolutely.
They're all different. And they're challenging.
That's
and they're
right.
going to pull at people's heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, compassionate was a word that you used. And those, I could see how that is so important. And
yeah.
and really having a level head in the midst of really
right.
tough situations.
Absolutely. Right. And the advocate would really give the judge a clear outside perspective. You know, like Steve mentioned before, a lot of the time it was CYS kind of on one side back in the day, and then, you know, parents fighting with them on the other side, and nobody speaking for the child. So we really hope the advocate can kind of see the whole picture and then give the judge a clear idea, not being on either side. They're just kind of that neutral party there for the child and can give a good idea of what's really going on.
Hmm.
You know, if they think it's best if the child goes home or may have to do a different route.
Yeah. So what type of commitment are we talking about for this volunteer that you're looking for on a, I'll say a monthly or a weekly basis? What kind of commitment level are we looking at?
Well, typically about monthly, I think it was, we said they would probably only, it's only about 12 to 15 hours a month
mm-hmm.
is really what would have to be dedicated. And cases can go to, I think it's least is about 18 months at least. Some cases may be shorter, so it may go a little longer. It really kind of depends. So we need the advocate to stick with them and really be there to support them during that time. But the time that they would really have to put in, like I said, about 12 to 15 hours.
Sure, and it's going to, when the case first
Got
starts,
it.
You're going to be a lot more involved because you're going to have to meet everybody. You are required to meet with the child at least once a month. You're going to meet the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk to the schools. You're going to talk to the therapist. You're going to get involved with everybody that's involved in the case so you can get that big total picture
right.
of what's going on with the child. And so hours, like I said, well, in the beginning might be a little
right.
a bit more. The closer a child gets to going home, we're kind of pulling, things should be working. So we're pulling back a little bit
yeah.
and, you know, you're still keeping an eye on things. But it's not as intense. But the time that it goes, it's a lot of cases that we've got in Tioga County related to the opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a second to get out of that.
Well, this is one of the ripple effects
right.
of drug and alcohol abuse typically.
Right.
And that's, I'm sure, not in every case, but I'm sure in a lot of cases we
right.
see those issues. So, you know, and we're not, you know, immune to those
mm-hmm.
in the 68th district, so, or anywhere in the Commonwealth for that matter.
Yeah.
You know? So it's so important to see this as a way to continue to figure out ways to help in those tough situations
right.
and help people see that, you know, this is just a
right. It's happening.
This is happening
here.
Everywhere, and we can
right.
help. We can help
yes.
right.
through the process.
Yes. And it's very active. It's almost because you're almost standing kind of right up there with the attorneys,
mm-hmm.
and you're a volunteer, and that's a tough spot
yeah.
to be. I mean, that's a hard spot to get to be allowed to be in that position. So
right.
you have to act. It's a very professional job, but it's also one where you can really learn what's going on.
Yeah.
It's more than you see stuff on TV and you just get angry. This is really learning about the nuts and bolts, what makes the system work.
Yeah.
And so I think particularly people, you know, you've got to be curious.
Yeah. Right.
You've got to want to learn.
Yeah.
And this is a good opportunity for that.
And I imagine having a heart for kids has got to be, you know, right at the center of your personality and who you are, and really wanting to see the best outcome for them and helping them.
Definitely.
But it's a volunteer position, right?
So
that's the one thing. Like you and that stuff you can't fake. So you're gotta be in this, you know, because you truly do want to help serve these families.
Absolutely.
Well. So if somebody is thinking about this and saying, you know, I think this might be me, what is the first step of the process?
I think probably contacting me just to get going, and especially until we set a date for our first informational session. I think, you know, reaching out to me is, I would love to hear from anybody, even if they have a smallest question, I'm open to hear and help as much as I can and answer those. But for right now, just contacting me, maybe get a little info, and then I can keep everybody updated as to when the next information session is, and get out our applications as soon as we can to apply to be a volunteer. And get that going. And we, you know, we have our Facebook page that can always be reached out to, Tioga County CASA. And we have the Shine Center phone number you can call at, which is 570-948-9525.
So talk about the Shine Center. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to wrap things up here. Yeah. This is a great facility mm-hmm. that you guys meet in. Talk a little bit about how this came about and where you're located, I guess.
Yeah,
and what we're doing. It was a real long walk for me.
Yeah, right out back. So the Shine Center, our CEO, Robin Adams, founded. All started with Ace's Place. You know, infants that were NAS babies. That was the heart of it. And Robin opened up her ideas and mind and has included now the Tioga County CASA program. And she's also now including the CAC, Children's Advocacy Center. And there will also be a fourth program, which is the Nurture Me.
Yep.
So all these programs really kind of encompass protecting children. IMPACT is kind of the name we have that covers everything that stands for I'm Protecting Against Childhood Trauma. It's the best fitting name because it all wraps up into what we are all doing, and that's protecting children against childhood trauma.
Wow.
So it's a great place. I love being here every day.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for what you do and how you serve communities all across the Commonwealth and really the country. And it's so important. And I was thinking about this last night and this morning, and ideally, it would be great to work everybody out of a job,
right?
Like that's the goal, is to create healthy family structures for these kids.
Exactly.
And that's what we want to see. And I would say if there's somebody that's watching this that struggles, you know, reach out and get help.
Absolutely.
If you're struggling with opioid or alcohol addiction, drug addiction, you know, don't get to a point where the state or the county has to step in.
Yes.
You know, get the help you need now. Create that healthy family structure, because it is trauma for these kids.
Absolutely.
that will affect their life.
Yeah, long term.
Long term, and we all know that. The studies show that. Mm-hmm. So, if anybody's listening and struggling with that, please reach out. There's help available. We had some hearings on that in Harrisburg last week. There's so much available at the state level, and the state wants to do what we can to help. So. Ultimately,
yes.
That would be great.
Right.
But we know that there's going to be needs,
yep.
and guys are here to bridge that gap.
Yeah, and you know, we're happy to, if we were a point for them to start, we're happy to help them in any way we can. You know, we won't turn anybody away for anything.
Yep, healthy families is what we're looking for here.
Absolutely.
And functioning well in a community and really giving back to a community. It's so important.
Right.
So, can you go through the contact information again real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So McKenna Christman, our Shine Center phone number is 570-948-9525. And we are located at 16 Water Street, Wellsboro, PA, 16901. And I also have my email if anybody was interested in that, is mchristman@impact, impactreouyou.org.
Great. Well, thank you guys for what you do. I'm so thankful for your heart for kids. Me too. I mean, I've got four kids of my own.
Yeah.
Kids are awesome.
They are.
And so thank you for what you do for our community, for our state and our Commonwealth. and we really appreciate it. So if you're interested in joining the CASA program and would you like more information, feel free to give them a call. They would love to talk with you and share a little bit more about the program and help you see just how you can get involved and really truly impact your local community. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank we had a great
yeah.
time.
Look forward to seeing the next step. And yeah. Look forward to our next conversations with Clint. Next week, we're going to be talking with Congressman Keller. So that's going to be exciting. And look forward to that interview as well. Look forward to talking to you soon.